Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Fuentes steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Fuentes moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Yount reaches second base with a double. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Bry moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bry moves to third. Two outs. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Stanley reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy is hit by the pitch. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Thompson now playing first base. Mickey Stanley now playing right field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Larry Haney. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bry strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Wackenfuss moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mankowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Bry reaches third base with a triple. John Hiller now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando is walked intentionally. Thomas moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Money bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bry scores. Thomas moves to third. Bando moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.